Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is June 29th, 2016. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be talking about questions. This is episode 116 of the Follow English podcast, and I'm going to be talking about the difference between questions starting with how. For example, how's the weather today? Or how's your mother? Or how's Henry doing? And questions with what like. For example, what's your mother like? Or what's the weather in the south of Brazil like? Or even what's Henry like? So basically there are two main points here I want to talk about, and one of them is changes. So we generally use how to ask questions about things that change, for example, people's moods and health. So in this case, we prefer to use how. So how's Henry? This question would probably be about his health condition. So, oh, he's just fine now, or about how he's doing. So the answer in this case would be he's just fine. He's been working a lot lately, something like that. On the other hand, we usually prefer to use what like when we want to ask questions about things that do not change. For example, when we want to ask questions about people's character or appearance. So if I ask a question like, what's Ron like? Maybe what I really want to know is, What is his character? Like, a possible answer here would be he's very quiet and a bit shy. So in this case, it's better to use what like. So the same thing goes for the weather. If I'm asking a question about the weather, so how's the weather in London today? Basically, I'm asking about how the weather looks like today. It's raining and cold. Whereas if I ask a question like, what's the weather like in the south of Brazil? Probably in this case, I will get an answer more like, well, in the south of Brazil, we have the four seasons. In the summer, it's pretty hot. In the winter, it's quite cold. In some areas, we get snow. We even get snow. And in the summer, it can be very hot as well. So another example would be, if I'm talking about a person, how does she look like? How does she look today? If you're talking about a woman, well, she looks pretty tired. So this is about her again. It's about her health or her mood in this case, you know. Whereas if I ask, what does your sister look like? In this case, I will probably get a physical description. And she's short and dark, she's pretty, and she's very cheerful looking. So remember, questions with how, when we want to talk about things that change, and questions with what like, when we want to talk about things that do not change. For example, people's character and appearance. Or even the example about the weather that I gave you. The second point I want to talk about is related to reactions. So we often use how to ask about people's reactions to their experiences. For example, if your friend goes to the cinema to watch a film, you might ask, how was the film? And then the answer will be, oh, it was awesome. It was very good. Or if a friend of yours is eating a steak just in front of you at the restaurant, then you, how's your steak? Oh, it's delicious. Or how's the new job? Your friend got a new job. And then how's the new job? Oh, it's great. I have lots of nice colleagues and my boss is very friendly and so on and so forth. In cases like these, questions with what, like, are also possible. So you could also actually ask, instead of how was the film, you could ask, what was the film like? Oh, it was awesome. It was great. Or what's your steak like? If your friend is eating a steak in front of you. Or even what's the new job like? So this is it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I would like to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast by visiting the web page, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br for Brazil. There you can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. And you can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions or if you want to ask questions. In fact, this episode today, it was one of my listeners who asked the question. If I'm not mistaken, he's from India. So thank you for asking this question. And I would also like to remind you that you can subscribe via iTunes or Podomatic or Stitcher Radio or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. And you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Just look for Follow English altogether, one word. And I'll see you next time. Bye.